children not to do what I have done. Spend your lives in sin and misery in the house of the rising sun.
No excuse not to cruise. There's so many ways on your desktop or laptop. Cruise at WGCMAM.com. On your smartphone, download the free app there too. On your radio, it's 1240 AM and 100.9 FM. Cruising WGCM.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
Patients battling cancer are in the fight of their lives. They need hope. They need love. They need to know that people in their community care about them. Since 2016, Baldwin Subaru has partnered with Mary Britt Perkins Cancer Center to provide hundreds of warm blankets to cancer patients going through treatments. This June, during Subaru Loves to Care Month, Baldwin Subaru is continuing to do our part by donating more blankets to support their battle. At Baldwin Subaru, we are proud to be more than a car dealer.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, hello, Higgins. Not very well, I'm afraid. I haven't sold a single donut in 3 days.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. But, sir, have you ever considered actually telling people that you have donuts to sell?
Higgins, I don't have time to go door to door to door.
No, sir. I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that you run a radio advertising schedule on Cruisin' 100.9.
Cruisin' 100.9?
Yes, sir. They have thousands of listeners. And if you do a commercial telling them about your delicious donuts, I'm sure they'll come from everywhere to buy them.
That's an awesome idea, Higgins. Will you line it up for me?
Of course, sir.
Excellent. Here, have a donut.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. That will be $2.
Sir!
If you're in business and want more business, it's time to start your conversation with Cruisin' 100.9 listeners today. Simply go to CoastRadioGroup.com and click on Advertise. That's CoastRadioGroup.com, your home for Cruisin' 100.9 FM.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, just a slight chance of isolated thunder showers this evening. After another hot afternoon, look for mostly clear conditions at night. Low 77, sunny and even hotter tomorrow. Expected high 97. Thursday's high could be 99 with slim to none chances of rain. That's your forecast. Have a great evening and thanks for listening.
Music you can dance to. We're talking the Twist, the Hully Gully, even the Funky Chicken. Cruise and WGCM.
Of art. She's the girl who stole my heart. My Venus in blue jeans is the Cinderella I adore. She's my very special angel too, a fairy tale come true. They say there's seven wonders in the world, but what they say is out of more than seven wonders in the world. I just met number eight. My Venus in
something I hoped she'd be. A teenage goddess from above, and she belongs to me.
The ding in your ramalama ding dong, baby. Cruise and WGCM.
Such a long time. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shuckers season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike. And the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
The set at the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
The top two teams in the South Division standings in the Southern League open up a six-game series to decide a fate who wins the first half crown. From MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, it's the Biloxi Shuckers and Pensacola Blue Wahoos dueling out in this six-game series. Here's how both teams stand right now. Shuckers 4.5 games back in second place behind the Blue Wahoos, who are currently in first. So the Shuckers have to win all six games in this series to win the first half. They drop just one game in this series, and the first half crown will belong to Pensacola. Shuckers coming off a series in which they took 4 of 6 from Chattanooga. They gave themselves a chance in general, but unfortunately, the Blue Wahoos, all they did was continue to win. They took 5 of 6 against the Smokies, dropping their last game on Sunday. So even the Shuckers continued to win and trend upward. They really did not gain much ground, if any, at all. As I said, they sit 4.5 games back from the Blue Wahoos. We'll get to starting lineups next here on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on June 25th for our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, as the Shuckers will wear special Thor-themed jerseys and a Black Panther guest appearance. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. Gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, burn.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Biloxi, Mississippi, where the Shuckers and Blue Wahoos kick off a six-game series to end the first half of this season. Can't believe it's already almost here with the first half crown coming down to these final six games. Thomas and Zarella will be joined by Garrett Green momentarily as the Shuckers send their starting lineup. But first, we'll start with the Blue Wahoos. Again, 33-25 overall record. Blue Wahoos lineup goes as follows. Left-handing second baseman Jose Devers bats leadoff, followed by the first baseman Troy Johnson, who has just been a thorn in the side this season against Shuckers pitching. He had an incredible series in Pensacola. Again, he bats second. Paul McIntosh, the catcher out of West Virginia, bats third. Left-handed-hitting outfielder Griffin Conine will play left field, batting cleanup. Center fielder Ray Patrick Ditter will bat fifth, followed by the designated hitter Norel Gonzalez, who bats sixth. Kobe Fletcher Vance, third baseman, bats seventh. J.D. Orr, the right fielder out of Wright State University, will bat eighth. And Devin Harrison, the shortstop, rounds out the starting nine. Again, batting ninth, playing a shortstop. A.J. Ladwig, the right-hander, gets the ball today. 2-0, a 3.12 ERA on the season. Ladwig, in his fifth start with the Blue Wahoos, he faced off against the Shuckers back on May 31st at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Recorded a no decision, went 3 1/3, allowed three runs on six hits, but did strike out one. We move along next to the Shuckers. Game below 500, 30-31 record so far in the first half of the season. Brewers' number one prospect, the center fielder, Sal Frelick, kicks things off as he always does, batting leadoff. The Brewers' number two prospect, the right fielder, Joey Weimer, bats second. The catcher tonight in batting third, Pedro Severino, his fourth game on Major League rehab. Homered on Sunday's loss and extra innings that the Shuckers played. Again, he bats third, and he'll be doing the catching. Switch hitting first baseman out of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard batting cleanup. Jackson Reitz, the DH, bats fifth. Second baseman Felix Valerio batting sixth. Cam Devaney, the shortstop, one of the many streaks that we'll touch upon on the broadcast today. Devaney, a 19-game on-base streak, 13-game hitting streak. He bats seventh. Another player in a long hitting streak is Noah Campbell. 9-game hit streak, 12-game on-base streak. Left fielder out of South Carolina bats eighth. And the switch-hitting third baseman, Jason Coco, rounds out the starting nine here tonight for the Shuckers. The right-hander out of Harvard University, Noah Zavalis, will get the ball this evening. Zavalis is 1-1, is 6.51 ERA on the season, but in his career he has made six starts against the Blue Wahoos, most of them coming last year. He had one start in Pensacola back on June 4th in that last six-game series. Zavalis's career ERA is a 1.91. Gives the Shuckers a good chance today. That is both teams starting nine, and when we return here on the Shuckers pregame show, we'll get you our picks to click and maybe a chance to take a look around the Brewers affiliated scoreboard. All that next year on the Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Mississippi Coast Supply.
challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
Hey, welcome back to MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. Shuckers and
never stressed.
Thomas Cirelli, Garrett Green alongside. It's time now for our picks to click. Garrett, we'll start over with you. Who is your pick to click this evening?
I am going to continue along and say Thomas Dillard. He will continue to get on base. He will continue to be my pick to click.
I like it. I'm going to go bottom the order again. I had Noah Campbell on Sunday. Let's continue that trend here on Tuesday. Again, Campbell, 9-game hitting streak. 12-game on base streak. Noah Zavalas leads the Shuckers out from the first base dugout, while the National Anthem first pitch on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on June 24th for a special Fireworks Friday choreographed by Pyroshows. You also have the chance to be part of an internet-based drawing presented by Sparklight. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, it is game number one in a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. A very pleasant good evening, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight 30-31. They are 4.5 games back of the South Division leading Pensacola Blue Wahoos, who are 33-25 on the year. Here's the starting lineup for Pensacola tonight. Leading off is the second baseman, Jose Devers, Troy Johnston at first, bat second, and Paul McIntosh, the catcher, hits third. Griffin Conine is the cleanup man. He is out in left. Ray Patrick Ditter is in center. Norel Gonzalez, the designated hitter, bats sixth. And in the seventh spot is the third baseman, Kobe Fletcher Vance. J.D. Orr is out in right. He'll bat eighth. And rounding it all out is the former Milwaukee Brewers farmhand and shortstop, Devin Hairston. They go opposite the right-hander, Noah Zavalas, 1-1 this year with a 6.51 ERA. Shuckers are in their home white jerseys tonight. They have Shuckers in blue lettering across the chest. They have black numbers and or black names and blue numbers on the back of those white jersey tops. They have on
the white pants and the blue caps tonight. As for Pensacola, they are in their road grays with Pensacola in blue script lettering across the chest, blue numbers on the back. They have gray pants on, and they wear the dark navy caps this evening. So leading things off is the left-handed hitting second baseman Jose Devers against the 6'1", 180-pound right-hander Noah Zavalas. And before we get rolling, our home plate umpire Mark Bass needs a couple of more baseballs. So just an extra second before we get rolling. Worth noting, Kevin Randall, the manager for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, over at third base. A little bit of a delayed start than you would expect, and I don't know. We are waiting on our first base umpire. That is what we're waiting. We only have two umpires in the field right now. So Josh Gilreath is currently missing in action.
Got to go grab something.
And I see a gate opening, and there we go. So Josh Gilreath has appeared, and we can officially start this baseball game. It is something new every day.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
All right. So Gilreath is in his place. Jose Devers in his. The right-hander Noah Zavalas ready to go. And the first pitch of tonight's game is right over at the bottom of the zone with the fastball, and we're off and running. It's 6:38 p.m. Central Time here at MGM Park. We are thrilled you're with us on this Tuesday night. Zavalas peers in and deals. The next offer is smacked in the air and foul. And so the count is quickly no balls and two strikes to Jose Devers, the second baseman. Well, it is a warm, muggy night here in Biloxi, about what you would expect at the late part of June. Slightly overcast, so the stadium lights are already on here in Biloxi. It might be 87 degrees, but it feels like it is 97 outside right now with a 74% humidity. As a fastball from Zavalas is upstairs to Devers, on the count is a ball and two strikes to the left-handed hitting second baseman. Feels like 97 outside. Not much of a breeze tonight. Next offer, that's pulled right at Dillard at first base, and it's a line out for Devers. Hit it right on the button, but right at the Shuckers first baseman, and there's one gone.
Well, here's Sal Biloxi aligns defensively tonight. Start of the outfield left to right, Noah Campbell, Sal Frelick, and Joey Weimer on the infield. Jason Koch is at third. Cam Devaney, Felix Valerio up the middle of the double play duo. Dillard's at first. Just Saul and Pedro Severino's behind home plate doing the catching.
So here is the first baseman, Troy Johnston. The first offer to him is high and away for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Johnston is having a great season this year, hitting .305 now in 56 games, 14 doubles, a triple, and 8 home runs to go along with 38 RBIs. The right-hander Zavalas sets and his 1-0. And a fastball is a little high. And the count is now 2 balls and no strikes to Johnston. Johnston obviously had that incredible series against the Shuckers back in Pensacola from May 31st. June 5th, in which he was named the Southern League Player of the Week. 2-0, and a curveball falls in for a strike. It is 2-1. In 15 games against the Shuckers this year, Johnston is hitting .404 with 3 doubles, a triple, 5 home runs, and 12 driven in. Big wide-open stance from the left-handed hitter as the righty Zavalas brings home the 2-1, and another breaking ball hit on the ground past the diving Valerio out into shallow right field, and it's a base hit for Johnston. Well, compared to some of his hits against the Shuckers, Biloxi will take that. It is the first knock of the game, and it brings up Paul McIntosh.
Yeah, I think he'll take singles, then home runs. That's what he did in the last series.
So man on with one gone, and Paul McIntosh the batter. Well, as we said, Noah Zavalas, the right-hander, 26 years old, native of Acton, Massachusetts, acquired by the Brewers in a trade with Seattle back in December of 2018. First offer on the way, and McIntosh takes a fastball inside. It is 1-0. Scouting report on Zavalas, he throws a fastball, both a four-seamer and a two-seamer, a changeup, a curveball, a slider, and a cutter, which he refers to as a bullet pitch. Right-hander stares in on the 1-0, and a breaking ball is popped up first base side. Dillard ranging over, calling for it just on the infield grass, and the lazy fly ball finds its way into his glove. And Paul McIntosh is retired on the pop-up. to Gonin Griffin Conine the batter. Well, the right-hander Zavalis is making his seventh career appearance against Pensacola, and he has been pretty good against the Wahoos. 2-0 with a 1.93 earned run average in that span, where he was an everyday starter for the Shuckers back in 2021. Made a total of 22 appearances with Biloxi, all of them starts. First offer on the way, a backdoor curveball falls in for a strike to Conine. It is 0-1. No score, Shuckers and Wahoos just underway here in the top of the first inning. Runner on first is Johnston after his single. Conine waits from the left side. And the 0-1. And a fastball, Zavalis with a little bit of a flare for his finish. It came out of his hand high. On the count is 1-1 to Conine. Well, this is the 15th plate appearance against Noah Zavalis all time for Griffin Conine. He is 0-13 against Noah. 10 strikeouts. That included an 0-for-4 performance in the start that Zavalis made. As this is down in the dirt and Severino blocks it right in front of him. So Johnston will head back to the bag. No opportunity to advance on a ball in the dirt. Johnston, not much of a mover anyway. Just one steal this year in one attempt. Which was in the dirt. It's 2-1 now to the left fielder, Kona. By far and away the most common matchup that I think we have seen this year. Not very often a guy has 15 career plate appearances against an opposing starter in the minor leagues. Has a fastball just inside. Did not miss by much. And the count now 3-1 to Conine. As we said, calling the balls and strikes tonight is our crew chief, Mark Bass. Josh Gilreath is at first, and Dylan Bradley is at third. He rounds out our three-man umpiring crew. Zavalis kicks home the 3-1. And a breaking ball, Conine swings over it for a strike. Well, the count has now run full to the left fielder. Well, Conine doesn't have as much power in the home run numbers this year as he did last year. Remember, all the way until the Double-A season ended last year, Conine was in a 1-for-1 battle with MJ Melendez for the home run title. But he's made up with it with his average. Has a 3-2 pitch in the dirt, and that'll slide away from Severino. It is ball four anyway, so Johnston would have advanced, and Conine draws a walk. So runners on first and second, and two gone, and that brings up Ray Patrick Ditter, the center fielder. So a single and a walk have put two men on base for the Wahoos here in the first inning. But Conine this year hitting .269. He's just right around .200 for most of last season. Made some adjustments to still keep his power in his swing. He's got 7 doubles and 11 homers this year, but make more contact. Set on the first offer, and a curveball falls in for a strike on the inner edge to Ditter. It is 0-1. Well, the stakes are high tonight. You play 138 games during the course of the season. They all matter, but these six games in particular will decide the South Division first half title. Zavalis looks back to second and the 0-1. Ditter cues this one foul towards the Shuckers dugout. And the count is 0-2. If Pensacola wins any of these six games, they will win the first half South Division title. The Shuckers need to win all six to come back from a 4.5 game deficit and claim the first half South Division title crown. It is that simple. The set on the 0-2, and a breaking ball is swung over on miss. And a strikeout for Zavalis as he strands a pair in the top of the first inning. We go on to the home half of the first. It's the Wahoos nothing, and the Shuckers coming to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers keep the Pensacola Blue Wahoos off the board in the top of the first inning. So here is the starting nine for the Shuckers tonight. Leading off is the center fielder Sal Frelick. Joey Weimer follows him in right. And Pedro Severino on Major League Rehab. That's third. In the cleanup spot is the first baseman Thomas Dillard. Jackson Reitz, the designated hitter. He'll bat fifth tonight. And Felix Valerio at second will hit sixth. The shortstop is Cam Devaney. Noah Campbell out on left. And Yason Coca, the third baseman, rounds it all out. They go opposite the right-hander, A.J. Ladwig, 2-0 this year with a 3-1-2 ERA. And the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. So Sal Frelick leads it off, the left-handed hitter, against the right-hander, A.J. Ladwig. Here's the first offer, and Frelick pops this one back and foul for a strike. It is 0-1. A quick broadcast commentary here. It is so nice to be back at MGM Park. We had a great setup at AT&T Field, but we were very far away from the diamond. 0-1, Frelick taps this one foul into the mitt of the catcher McIntosh, and it's quickly 0-2 to Sal. So we are pretty much right on top of the action comparatively, back in our normal roost here in Biloxi. Kick in the 0-2, and Frelick thinks about it, but holds off on a high pitch. And the count is a ball and two strikes to Sal. Well, Frelick comes into tonight riding a 9-game hitting streak and an 18-game on-base streak. 1-2, and that is outside, and the count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shuckers have plenty of players in double figures for their on-base streaks. Noah Campbell at 12, Cam Devaney at 13, and Thomas Dillard at 20. 2-2, and that is low and inside, missed with a breaker. And so the count has run full to the leadoff man, Sal Frelick. Right-hander Ladwig, his payoff pitch, and that is cranked out towards right center field, a long run over, and it is past the right fielder Orr, and all the way to the track, it rattles around, and he can't scoop it out. Frelick is going to head around second, and with a little bit of a hobble, he will be into third, standing up. Well, Frelick with plenty of speed, but he let off the accelerator as he headed into third, and that is never good. The Brewers' number one prospect. And now Matt Deal and Mike Guerrero are going to come out and have a peek at Frelick. It's an easy triple for Sal, but he is obviously nursing something. And that is not good news for the Shuckers, who were already a little light on outfielders coming into tonight.
That must have been something when he took the turnaround second and he started cruising in with about a third of the way to go.
And Frelick is going to be taken off of the field by Matt Deal and Mike Guerrero. So for a Shuckers team that today put both Brent Diaz and Tristan Lutz on the injured list, so they were down to just three official outfielders. Frelick will leave this game with a bit of a hobble, and Terrence Dostin will come in his place. Well, Frelick extends his inning streak and on-base streak, but he will have to depart now. And I'm sorry, Thomas, go ahead.
I just said you just hope it's nothing serious with anybody, especially for someone like Sal. Is it a night in and night out max effort, just like the man of the play right now?
That would be Joey Weimer, the right fielder, who's hitting for the man in scoring position right out of the gate. Here's the first offer. And Joey watches a changeup miss low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. So we'll keep our eyes on it when the Shuckers come out defensively in the top of the second inning. You would imagine Weimer will likely move over to center field, though Dawson can certainly play out there with his speed. 1-0, and Weimer bounces this foul for a strike. And the count is 1-1 to Joey. Well, A.J. Ladwig, let's meet him, the 6'5", 220-pound right-hander, native of Omaha, Nebraska, signed as a free agent by the Marlins this season. Fifth appearance, fourth start, as he brings home a slider that misses off the plate, and the count is two balls and a strike to Weimer. Second time that Ladwig has faced Biloxi this year. He went 3 1/3 innings in our Tuesday night opener in Pensacola 3 weeks ago. 2-1, Weimer hits this on the ground. A skipper past the shortstop, Patterson, and into left field. Dustin comes in to score, and Joey Weimer with an RBI single. The Shuckers have a 1-0 lead.
This is the sheer power of Joey Weimer. He caught that off the bottom of the bat and still able to muscle it through the hole in the left side and score the first run.
So Weimer on at first after his 42nd run driven in of the year, and Biloxi's got a 1-0 lead. Look over to first that way by the right-hander Ladwig, and the first offer. And Severino fouls this back for a strike. It is 0-1. And talking about Ladwig, made his appearance against the Shuckers back on Tuesday, 3 weeks ago. He went 3 1/3 innings. He gave up 3 runs on 6 hits, no walks, and a strikeout. And time is called as Severino steps out. And it is worth noting that since Severino is on Major League rehab, the pitch clock is turned off for this at-bat. The set on the 0-1. And Severino skips this one over to third, past the outstretched glove of Fletcher Vance, and into left field for a base hit. So Pedro Severino continues to rip the cover off the ball in his time with the Shuckers. He's now 8-for-13. Well, the first three Shuckers batters have all reached on a hit.
Well, let's see the Blue Wahoos defense. We'll have a chance. Star of the outfield, left to right, Griffin Conine, Ray Patrick Dittery, and J.D. Orr. On the infield, Kobe Fletcher advances at third. Devin Harrison, Jose Devers, the duo up the middle. Troy Johnson's at first, and Paul McIntosh doing the catching for A.J. Ladwig.
So runners on first and second with nobody gone, and Thomas Dillard, the hitter, to set down the first pitch. And Thomas slashes this into deep left center field. Dittery chasing after it. He will make the catch on a run. The Shuckers batters will be forced to hold up. You can understand with the ball hit to the gap, Weimer was playing more towards third, to where if it ended up landing, he's going to come in and score, or at least force a play at the plate. But instead, it's a sharp line out to center field for Dillard, and with one gone, it's Jackson Reitz, the designated hitter. One nothing Biloxi here in the bottom of the first inning. A triple by Frelick and an RBI single by Weimer, giving the Shuckers the early advantage. Here's the first offer to Reitz. An overhand curveball misses low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Taking a look back at the last outing for Ladwig, he turned in a great start for Pensacola against Tennessee last Tuesday. 7 scoreless innings. 1-0, and Reitz fouls this off. Came inside with a fastball, and Jackson tips it a little bit. And the count is 1-1. Now, Ladwig did allow 7 hits in that outing, but he didn't walk anybody, and he struck out 5. Worth noting, Ladwig has not walked a batter in his time with the Blue Wahoos. The kick and the 1-1. And that is in tight. 2 balls and 1 strike to Jackson Reitz. Joey Weimer at second. Pedro Severino at first. 1-0 Shuckers here in the home half of the first inning. Must win game for Biloxi the rest of the way. The 2-1. And Reitz takes down low. It's 3 balls and a strike to the Shuckers' designated hitter today. And worth noting, this is the 6th time that Reitz has faced off against Ladwig all time. He's 2-for-4 against him with 2 extra base hits, including a home run, an RBI, and a strikeout. Shuckers would love the 14th bomb of the year for Reitz. 3-1. And he fouls it back right over our heads. And so the count is now full to Jackson Reitz. Well, the Shuckers offense has been clicking in the month of June. And specifically throughout the season, Biloxi has been very good at home. They're averaging nearly 6 runs a game here at MGM Park, where they hold a 19-9 record this year. And time is called by Reitz, and Ladwig saw a lady kind of falls off the mound. And so we'll wait for the 3-2. Suckers have now climbed to where they have scored the second most runs in the Southern League. For a while there, they were down at the bottom 3 in runs scored in the league. Set and the 3-2, and Reitz skips this on the ground third base side, but it's wide of the bag and foul. So the count will stay full to Reitz. Shuckers, of course, had their offensive explosion in a couple of games against Chattanooga. They scored 11 runs. The game on Thursday night followed it up with a 15-run Saturday night game. Part of that was an 8-run first inning. Meanwhile, the Wahoos have just won a ton of games in very tight fashion lately. Set down the 3-2. And Reed skips this on the ground, might be 2. Scooped up by Hairston to second for 1, on to first. And even with Reed hustling down the line, it's a double play. 6-4-3, Hairston endeavors to Johnston, and it brings the first inning to a close. But the Shuckers strike first on an RBI single by Joey Weimer. And as we head on to the second inning, it's now the Shuckers 1 and the Blue Wahoos nothing. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters! Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Start of the second inning. Shuckers leading the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 1-0. It'll be Norel Gonzalez, Kobe Fletcher Vance, and J.D. Orr. 3-2 up for Pensacola here at the top of the second inning against the right-hander Noah Zavalas, out for a second inning of work. Zavalas needed 18 pitches to get through the first. 10 of them were strikes. And here's the first offer to Gonzalez, and he swings and misses through a cutter for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, for Gonzalez, this is his 10th game here with Pensacola this year. He has split time between Pensacola and AAA Jacksonville. Set and the 0-1. And another wave and a miss. This time it was a curveball that Zavalas whipped off, and the count is 0-2. Gonzalez is hitting better at AAA than at AA this season. 243 average in 33 games in Jacksonville, and hitting 162 here with Pensacola. 0-2 and a swing and a miss. Nothing but off speed from the right-hander Noah Zavalas, and he picks up his second strikeout.
Remember in his last start, that curveball was the go-to pitch where he started racking up strikeouts against the Lookouts. He's thrown it for a strike a number of times already here in the second.
So one gone and the base is empty for Kobe Fletcher Vance, the third baseman. There's the set on the first offer. And this is hit in the air, out into shallow left center field. Dustin comes over, strides to his spot, plants underneath it, and makes the catch. What do they always say about the ball finding you when you're into a game? An easy enough fly ball for Dawson, two gone. And the reason Terrence Dawson is in center field, if you're just joining us, Sal Frelick hit a leadoff triple in the bottom of the first for Biloxi. But after rounding second, as he was about halfway to third, he broke into a little bit of a limp in his gait and came out of the ballgame. As J.D. Orr shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a called strike at the knees with an off-speed. It is 0-1. So as a result, Dawson is in, and it is a straight swap as he will stay in center field. Remember, Joey Weimer can play center as well, but Dawson is more than capable as a speedy center fielder as this pitch is down low, and the count is 1-1 and 1-2 to J.D. Orr. Or had shown bunt on that first pitch. Remember, that was what he was doing a lot of in our series 3 weeks ago in Pensacola. The 1-1. And a curveball came out of the hand wrong for Zavalis. It whips wide. And the count is 2-0. And for the season, Orr is hitting .231 in 22 games. A double, a triple, and two runs driven in. Third baseman Koka is cheating in a little bit. 2-1, and Orr swings away and fouls it back. And so the count even at 2-2 to J.D. Orr. 1-0 Shuckers here in the top of the second inning. Two gone, and the base is empty. The right-hander Noah Zavalis. Right fielder Weimer is relatively deep and shaded slightly towards center. Center fielder Dawson a few steps towards left. 2-2, and a changeup misses outside. And so the count has run full to J.D. Orr. Zavalis sets at the belt on the right-hander's payoff pitch. And that is hit in the air out towards right field. Weimer is tracking back. Looks like he's got it measured on the warning track. Reaches up and makes the catch for the out. So Orr flies into one of the deepest parts of the park. And it's a fly out for the last out in the top of the second inning. 1-2-3 for Zavalis, the shutdown inning after the Shuckers gave him the lead. We move on to the bottom of the second. It's the Shuckers 1, the Wahoos nothing. Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Of the second inning, the Biloxi Shuckers with a 1-0 lead over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Felix Valerio, the second baseman, leads it off in the first offer. Felix swings through a changeup for a strike. It is 0-1. Right-hander A.J. Ladwig, now 21 pitches on the night, 13 of them for strikes. 0-1, and another changeup fed to Valerio, waves over and misses. It is 0-2. Ladwig operating quickly, the 0-2 pitch. And there's another changeup just off the plate. Missed by very much. On the count of ball and two strikes to Felix. Valerio hitting .249 this year in 52 games. 1-2, and he bounces this one. Ladwig with a jump, hauls it in, and an underhanded toss to first to retire the Shuckers' second baseman.
Well, who says pitcher aren't athletes? A.J. Ladwig didn't have to jump too high, but using every single part of his frame for the glove up and a little bit taller than him, had to reach up and get it.
All 6'5" of his frame to bring that one in. And so with one gone and the bases empty, here's Cam Devaney. Now the first offer is a curveball in for a strike to Cam. It is 0-1. Cam now hitting .283 on the season. The set in the 0-1. And that is laced right at the shortstop. Hairston passed him and out into left field. Hairston timed his jump right, but he just missed snaring it out of the air. And a rocket out into left for Cam Devaney.
I thought the same thing. I said, poor Cam. I was right at Hairston, hit right on the screws, but still gets up and passed him into left center field.
So a base hit there, and go ahead and give Cam Devaney a 14-game hitting streak and a 20-game on-base streak. He's on with one out, and Noah Campbell the batter. Set in the first offer, and Campbell bounces this foul for a strike. It is 0-1. Talk about the Shuckers offense and how they have been grooving lately. And we were looking at the stats heading into Sunday, Thomas, and we realized that really for Biloxi, there wasn't that one guy that was doing everything in the series for the Shuckers. The set in the 0-1, and a fastball misses outside, one ball and one strike. What was it? In our series against Chattanooga, every player had at least one RBI, but no player had more than seven RBIs.
Yeah.
1-1. Campbell bends back from an inside breaking ball for a strike. And the count is 1-2 to Campbell.
Well, that's why you look through everybody who's got the, you know, streaks on base and hitting streaks nearing 10-plus games. It's not like somebody's driving in 15 runs in 8 games. It's a little everything.
1-2. And Campbell skips this on the ground past Devaney and into right field, a base knock. Campbell stop at second, but Noah Campbell takes the drama out of his streak. Go ahead and give him a 10-game hitting streak and a 13-game on-base streak.
Well, that was the other thing in Chattanooga, too, that the trend that was going on was everybody had these streaks going, and they got them knocked out of the way in the first, second, and third inning. And the rest of the game, they can, you know, not that everybody thinks about every time they're at the plate, but I'm sure it's in the back of the mind of some of these guys as well, especially with Devaney's at 14 now.
1-0 Shuckers here in the bottom of the second inning. After a ground out by Valerio, back-to-back singles by Devaney and Campbell, and now it's Jason Koka. He swings through a first-pitch fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, coming into tonight, the Shuckers have the second-best batting average in Double-A in the month of June. They're hitting .288. The only team hitting better than them was Amarillo at .298. Set in the 0-1. And Koka flies this out into left field. Conine tracking it towards the line in foul ground. And actually just in fair ground, he will make the grab as he crosses over. So a fair ball fly out for Koka. And now two gone as the lineup turns back over, and it'll be Terrence Dostin. Meanwhile, among all minor league full season affiliates, in the month of June coming into tonight, Shuckers sat sixth in minor league baseball in runs scored. The Columbus Clippers leading the way with 127. As Dostin takes a pitch inside for a ball, it is 1-0. Though it is worth mentioning that most of those teams have played more games than the Shuckers. Biloxi lost a couple of games this year as they set the 1-0. And that is off the plate. Two balls and no strikes to Dostin. Dostin now hitting in the leadoff spot after Sal Frelick left after his leadoff triple in the first inning. It appeared to be something lower body related. The set and the 2-0. And Dostin watches a fastball outer edge for a strike, 2-1. Well, for Terrence this season, he's hitting .222. That is 4-for-18 in 9 games. The set, the 2-1. And that's fouled straight back, and the count is 2-2. Now remember, though, Dostin had his 3-hit game against the Blue Wahoos in Pensacola. And the Shuckers would turn into their lone win in that series. Devaney at second, Campbell at first. Shuckers leading it 1-0 with two gone here in the home half of the second. 2-2, and that's taken outside with a changeup. And so the count has run full now to Dalston with Joey Weimer waiting on deck.
Well, it's been the next man up mantra this season with the Shuckers. Mentioned that big game Dalston had in Pensacola.
The set down the 3-2. And this is hit out towards left field. Conine coming on, and he will reach out, and he can't haul it in. It ricochets off his glove. In to score is Devaney. Here's the relay throw to the plate, and Campbell is out as he might have gone through a stop sign over at third. But a run comes in and scores as Conine can't make the grab out in left field. And as we head on to the third inning, the Shuckers have a 2-0 lead over the Wahoos. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit DoctorsNutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Heading to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of the third inning, the Biloxi Shuckers with a 2-0 lead over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos after a run scores on an RBI single by Terrence Dawson. Runner thrown out at the plate, though, so an opportunity may be left behind for more, but the Shuckers have the lead. Nine-hole hitter Devin Hairston begins it for Pensacola here in the third. And to take you through the next couple of innings, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett, as Zavalas wheels and deals home. A first pitch fastball, 87 miles an hour for a called strike. It counts nothing and one. Single and a walk in the first inning, and then Zavalas a 1-2-3 second inning. And the right-hander is 0-1. As a breaking ball snaps over the outer half for a called strike, working quickly ahead on the shortstop, Hairston. This season, his third game is just 1-for-12. Does have an RBI to his ledger. Zona's bounced around a few affiliates as the 0-2 is hacked on a miss for strike three. Threw a breaking ball in the outer half. And Hairston chased after. Three strikeouts for Noah. A strikeout each of the first three innings and one gone. As Garrett said, Shuckers 2-0 lead, a run in the first and a run in the second. Weimer RBI single, Terrence Dawson RBI single. Atop Yoder, Jose Devers from the left side. And the first pitch, Devers elevates high in the air, right field. Weimer back at the warning track. He leaps and he makes the catch. Incredible, Joey Weimer. He brought his moon shoes to the ballpark, leaps over the wall in right field, and takes away a home run from Jose Devers. Incredible by Joey Weimer. We have seen some plays this season. That might be one of the best. So two outs in the top of the third. Troy Johnson. And a first pitch breaking ball down and in for a ball. Weimer usually highlights usually from the outfield or with his arm. His 9 outfield assists this season. And the 1-0 to the left hitting Johnston is swung on and missed. Count even 1-1. Just like Pensacola with the walls, not as high as Chattanooga, 20 feet on the air, so you have a chance. And the 1-1, and a fastball sail side, 2-1. And the same thing, a lot of guys go leaping over the wall, but you just don't think that really anybody's going to have a chance. But with Weimer's size, and the vertical, he has a chance in right field. 2-1, and a fastball pumped in on the outer half at 88. Called strike even 2-2 to Johnston, who singled in the first inning. Inning over 400 against the Shockers this season. 2-2 and a breaking ball. Good looking pitch on the outside corner. I thought that was strike three, as did Zavalis. He started to walk about a step towards the first base dugout. And the count full of 3-2. Looking for his second straight 1-2-3 inning. And now he'll call time, ask for a new baseball. As Severino delivers it to him. Two outs, bags empty, top of the third, 2-0 Biloxi. And the 3-2. As Johnston lines it right back up the middle into center field, the base hit. And who else but Troy Johnston? He's got both hits for Pensacola here in the third inning. Again, the only person to reach was a Conine walk in the first. Well, Zavalis has done a great job first time through the order. Well, Johnston aboard, two gone. And the catcher, Paul McIntosh, will climb in the right side. Zavalis set from the belt and kicks home. A fastball high and in for ball one. Well, McIntosh, who played his college baseball at West Virginia. It was West Virginia Day up at the Mountaineers State. 1-0 as breaking balls chop foul third base side. 1-1. I saw it on Twitter, but only heard it a few times today from one of our terrific front office staff, Chris Ferris. Alma mater from West Virginia. Worked in the athletic department there here before the Shuckers, and it's a big deal up there. 1-1. As a breaking ball missing down and away. Severino trying to elevate it back up. Johnston at first, two outs, top of the third, 2-0, Shockers advantage. 2-1, is waved down and missed, threw him a changeup. And McIntosh swung right over, and the count back even. Well, McIntosh this season hitting .274, 7 home runs, with 4 of those coming against the Shockers. With 2 outs, runner at first, the 2-2. And a fastball, McIntosh hits well the other way into right field. Weimer backpedals at the warning track, makes the catch just below the 350 sign. So that one maybe a little bit easier than the one he had earlier in the inning, as Joe Weimer took away a home run from Jose Devers. And the Blue Wahoos are kept off the board for the third straight inning. It's Shuckers 2, Blue Wahoos nothing after 2.5 in Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Home half of the third inning in Biloxi. Shuckers early 2-0 lead. The Southern League leaders in the South Division. Pensacola Blue Wahoos, Thomas Zarelic, Eric Green. Game one of this six-game series, which the Shuckers have to win all six in order to win a first-half crown in the South Division. First pitch to Joey Weimer is a fastball. He pops it up left side of the diamond. Third baseman Kobe Fletcher-Vance calls it. That makes the grab just on the edge of the grass, a few feet from the line. Well, Weimer drove in the first run for the Shuckers and then took away a run last inning. One out, Pedro Severino, the catcher, settles into the right side. Brewers catcher on a major league rehab. First pitch, check swing. Looked like he was in there anyway for a strike. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the third inning. 0-1 to Severino. Is a fastball from Ladwig, 89 miles an hour at the knees, called strike 0-2. Severino singled his first time in the first inning on the first pitch. Ladwig threw him from the windup, 0-2. As Severino bounces it, two hopper right, Harrison at short, corrals and throws across the diamond to put away Severino. Quickly two outs in the third. So it's up to Thomas Dillard, the switch hitting first baseman out of Ole Miss, to prolong this third inning. Ladwig retiring the first two. He takes a fastball, 90 miles an hour on the outside corner for a called strike. Dillard hit the ball hard his first time, lining into the eye in left center. As Ladwig 0-1, and Dillard fouls it off in the left-hander's batter's box. Down nothing in two. Well, Ladwig maybe starting to find his groove a bit here. Had traffic each of the first two innings. 0-2, and a fastball hot above the letters, 1-2. Dillard looking to extend his on-base streak to 21 games. 1-2 is down to the dirt, blocked by McIntosh, 2-2. Dillard's 20-game on-base streak right now is tied for third in all of Double-A. He's tied with Curtis Meade, in fact. Infielder and third baseman for the Montgomery Biscuits. 2-2. As a fastball just off the plate outside. The count runs full. That is one thing Dillard does so well, is he is a walks machine. Leads the Southern League with 47. Works it back. Here's a 3-2. Is high ball four. Well, McIntosh started taking two steps towards the third base dugout. Mark Bass rocked back. Maybe looked like he was going to call strike three, but Dillard has a walk and extends his on-base streak to 21 games. So Zavalas, a similar path in this third inning. Not the first two men, but it was a two-out single by Troy Johnston. Well, this time it's a two-out walk to Thomas Dillard. As first pitch to Jackson Reitz, drops in a changeup for a called strike. Mets bounce into an inning-ending double play in the first. After the Shucker has got on the board first. Two outs still at first, still one, and Reitz yanks it on the ground. Foul third base side as J.J. Reimer has to skip. Reimer takes off his helmet, gives a glare back, of course, because Reimer works with Jackson almost every day with the catchers. So those two guys always around each other, day in and day out of the ballpark. Count quickly 0-2 on Reitz. Here's the pitch. There's a breaking ball outside. Reitz in the last series against Chattanooga tied his career high in home runs with 13. A solo blast off the scoreboard at AT&T Field. Sits out on left in Chattanooga. 1-2. And Reitz elevates it high in the air. Left field. Kodine just watches it go over the wall. A two-run home run for Jackson. Number 14 for Reitz, and he doubles the Shuckers' lead. It's 4-0 in the third. So there is the new career high. And the two-out walk comes back to hurt A.J. Ladwig. Well, base is empty once again for Felix Valerio. And first pitch, a fastball at the knees, called strike. To Valerio, who bounced back to Ladwig last inning. And the 0-1, he chops it foul third base side. Just in front of the tarp, it's quickly 0-2. Well, that's the thing about Ladwig in this inning. He has jumped ahead of almost every hitter. Weimer swung at the first pitch, but Severino 0-2. Was ahead 0-2 on Dillard. And the 0-2 to Valerio, a line drive past Harrison's left into left center as Valerio pumps on the brakes. A strong turnaround first, lost the helmet, and scampers back in. The last three men reaching here, all with two outs. Again, the trend continues. And on Reitz, 0-2. Sees a ball and places it over the wall. As Paul McIntosh comes out to chat with the right-hander, A.J. Ladwig. 4-0 Shuckers. They have scored a run each of the first three innings. RBI single by Weimer in the first. Terrence Dawson, RBI single the second, and a two-run home run from Jackson Reitz in the third. Valerio's aboard, a two-out single. Brings up the shortstop out of Elon University. And Cam Devaney takes his time to settle in. Has a left arm sleeve, or a blue arm sleeve on his left arm. And first pitch to the righty. Broken bat dribbler. Right at the third baseman, Fletcher Vance. Sets his feet high, throw, but Johnson able to keep his right foot on the base to end the frame. But not before the Shucker strike for two runs. And thanks to Jackson Reitz, two-run bomb, 4-0 Biloxi after three on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Zavalas, who's got plenty of run support early. Well, the Shuckers had 4-0. 8 hits already off the right-hander, A.J. Ladwig. This has been the Shuckers' M.O., especially in Chattanooga, where they hit double figures more times than not, had their season high in hits last Saturday with 18 and a 15-3 route. On the lookouts, and a first pitch, Conine swings and misses at a breaking ball for a strike. Even on Sunday in the loss, he still reached 10 hits. It was only just one game that they didn't. Was on Wednesday. Got 8. And the 0-1. Konai takes fastball at 88 for a called strike. 0-2. Troy Johnson has been the only man that has reached outside of Griffin Konai. Johnson 2 singles. Konai a walk. Came back on the first inning. 0-2. And a breaking ball whiffed down and missed for strike 3. Conine's down on strikes number 4 for Zavalas today. Again, only 1 each of the first 4 innings, but that's the way to do it. Conine retired. Center fielder Ray Patrick Dinner, a super utility man who plays all around the field. And a first pitch is chopped on towards the on-deck circle foul for strike 1. Jeter went down on strikes in the first inning. A couple breaking balls on the outer half, and Zavalas got him. Right-hander from the windup, 0-1. And a breaking ball is bounced foul again. This time against him, the camera well. At the edge of Pensacola's dugout, it's 0-2. Nobody on, one gone. Top 4, 4-0 Biloxi. And Zavalas wheels and deals, 0-2. Try to work a curveball down and away. And Dinner able to lay off. Dinner this season hitting 225, now playing in his 50th contest. 1-2. As he pops it up on the infield. Dillard charges in towards the mound. Just to the right of it, Camp Sutter makes the catch, even with the rubber. First base back, and Zavalas cruising through this fourth inning, 2 up, 2 down. He has retired the first 2 in this inning. Only man to reach going back to the first was Johnston. And a first pitch changeup low for a ball. To Gonzalez. Desi hitter batting for the left side. His back left foot right up against the white chalk. Open stance with the black ankle guard on the right foot. And a curveball slipped out of the hand high up in the way. 2-0. My son starting to set a little bit. Off the Mississippi Sound, reflecting off the Beau Rivage. As Gonzalez out in front of the off-speed. Lunging forward towards Zavalas. As he recoups and quickly climbs back in. 2 outs, nobody on. 4-0 Biloxi at MGM Park. And the 2-1, a fastball the outside corner for a called strike. The count even. Noah looking for his fifth strikeout today so far. And a pitch four scoreless innings. 2-2 is down and in and blocked in the dirt by Severino. Nobody on base, so not a real big sense of urgency. This hold has asked for a new one. Slight shift as well by the Shuckers in the field. Cam Devane, the shortstop, playing more towards the second base bank, but Yason Koka in the hole on the left side. 3-2, and swing and a miss. A curveball got him. Second time, Gonzalez is down on strikes today. Number five for Zavalis. He's thrown four scoreless frames of baseball here in Biloxi. As the Shuckers 4, Blue Wahoo is nothing after 3.5. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
There's always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on June 25th for our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, as the Shuckers will wear special Thor-themed jerseys and a Black Panther guest appearance. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit BaseballHall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Noah Campbell will lead things off in the home half of the fourth inning for Biloxi, as they have a 4-0 lead against the first place Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Switch hitter batting from the left side. First pitch to Noah. And a fastball off the outer half for ball one. Ladwig issued his first walk of the season to Thomas Dillard last inning. As 1-0 inside with a changeup. Called strike on the inside corner, I should say. And the count even 1-1. Pretty impressive for Ladwig as the 1-1's fouled off the mid of McIntosh. 1-2. Now came in 17 and a third innings this season into this contest and end up going even 20 innings. Dillard was walked with two outs in the third. 1-2. Whiff down and miss for strike three. Drop third strike, so McIntosh will toss down to first and put away Campbell for the first out and the first strikeout in the evening for A.J. Ladwig. With one out, 9-0 hitter Jason Koka, third baseman. We'll pick some dirt around the left side. Face off against Ladwig. The second time, Koka flied out to left field in the second. And a first pitch on the outer half for a called strike. That was Ladwig's 61st pitch of his outing so far. 42 of them for strikes. And the 0-1 to Koka hits well. Opposite way into left field. Konine tracking it towards the wall. It bounces off the base of it and kicks away from him as Yason will chug into second base with a stand-up double. In the fourth inning, well, Koka, who hit a home run in Pensacola 3 weeks ago, was batted from the left side as well, hit it out to right field. Was just his sixth career home run. This one
Almost gets out, but bounces about a third of the way up the wall. So with one out, Koch is in scoring position at second, and Terrence Dawson, the leadoff hitter. Left side against the right-hander, A.J. Ladwing, and kicks home. And Dawson fouls it off the mitt of McIntosh for a strike one. Well, Dawson's in the contest only after Sal Frelick, who kicked off the bottom of the first inning with a triple. But as he was jogging into third, something wasn't right, and he was pulled out of the contest. More body injury, or appeared to be. 0-1 to Terrence. As he flies it out to left field, Conine started back. Now a slide step to his right, makes the catch in deep left field. Two gone here in the fourth. A two outs, Koch still at second base, has his helmet off right now, hand on his hip. Right fielder Joey Weimer. First pitch as Weimer pops it up again for the second time tonight. Left side of the diamond. Fletcher Vance in foul territory in front of the coach's box. Makes a catch off his left shoulder for the final out of the inning. So Koch, one out, double. He's left over at second base, though, as they move on to the top of the fifth inning. Biloxi holding a 4-0 advantage on the Blue Wahoos. List of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball, the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
We enter the top of the fifth inning. Noah Zabala's pitching with a 4-0 lead, and thanks to a pair of RBIs from Weimer, Terrence Dawson, a 2-run home run from Jackson Reeds. Kobe Fletcher Vance will kick things off. We'll hand it right back over to Garrett Green to take you through the next few innings.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So it is Fletcher Vance or Hairston, the bottom three in the order for the Wahoos against the righty Noah Zavalas. The kick on the first offer, and this is bounced third base side, but wide of the bag and foul. Houston Koch still scampered over there to get it, and it is strike one to Fletcher Vance. Fletcher Vance 0-1 tonight, flying out to center as part of a 1-2-3 second inning for Zavalas. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Wahoos. Four runs, nine hits, no errors for the Shuckers, the 0-1. And a breaking ball called strike at the bottom of the zone. Fletcher Vance thought about it, held up, and it's a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Zavalas set the deal. Severino sets a low target. And the 0-2, when that is bounced right to Koch. Didn't have to move for it. Just had to scoop it up and make a strong throw, which he does. One gone and J.D. Orr the matter. For Noah Zavalas, it was a rocky start to the season. I think you could say the low point for him was really that game against Montgomery that he made the start on Sunday. But even then, on May 29th, he gave up 6 runs in 3 2/3 innings. It was a game that all the Shuckers did was go out and score a franchise record 16 runs in support. But since then, he has really settled back into a form as this is popped up foul ground third base side, but over the dugout that houses the Wahoos foul. And the count is 0-1 to J.D. Orr. Zavala's got the win against Chattanooga, pitching in that day game back on Wednesday. It's kind of the joke getting off the bus on Monday night was who's going to get the start on Wednesday because it was a noon game. The 0-1. And a breaking ball bounced up the middle. Coming up the middle, Devaney, he can't reach it. And it's a bouncing ball into center for a base hit. Orr hits one over Zavala's head, and that's the trade-off for Noah, who generally has learned to let bouncing balls near him go by to give his fielders a chance. But with the left-hander, Devaney was still shaded slightly over towards the shortstop hole. And so even with a long run, he can't get there. It's a base hit for Orr.
Well, even at Orr's speed, that's going to be a tough lift for Camby, because I said because of Orr's speed. But base hit.
And now a pick throw to first, and Orr is back in standing up. 15 for 15 in stolen bases this year for J.D. Orr. You would imagine he will be in motion. Zavala sets and deals to Hairston, who pulls this one third base side. Backhand glove by Coca. Throw to second for one. Relay to first, and they still got him. What a dig by Valerio at second. Around the horn it goes. 5-4-3, and Zavala's hands up as he heads into the dugout through five scoreless innings, thanks to a great 5-4-3 double play. Halfway home here in Biloxi in the opener. It's the Shuckers 4 and the Wahoos nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on June 24th for a special Fireworks Friday choreographed by Pyroshows. You also have the chance to be part of an internet-based drawing presented by Sparklight. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
To the fifth inning here in Biloxi, the Shuckers leading the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4-0. It'll be Pedro Severino, the three-hole hitter, to lead it off, as the right-hander A.J. Ladwig continues his third round through the order. First offer, and that is down low with a fastball. It is 1-0 to Severino. Severino was single his first time up in the first, and he grounded out to short back in the third. The kick and the one-ball offer. And that is hit on the ground, but just around the bag and foul. And so the count is 1-1. Well, Severino has been a great presence in the Shuckers dugout and in the locker room. He's really been answering any questions guys might have. He's been very available, not just with the Latin guys, but also with all of the players in the clubhouse who might have questions for him. Set and the 1-1 offer. And that is low and outside, 2-1. Of course, I didn't realize what kind of buzz it was going to generate when Severino started at first in our game a couple of nights ago. The set and the 2-1. That is bounced on the ground foul, and so the count 2-2. Because Severino had never played first base, and I think that might be part of the reason why Milwaukee assigned him here for the beginning of his Major League rehab assignment, because pretty much every day since he's arrived. He has been working with manager Mike Guerrero over at first. Set down the 2-2 pitch. And that's hit in the air, right side, foul ground, tracking it Johnston towards the short fence and shy of it. On the warning track, he reaches up and makes the catch. So Samborino fouls out, and it brings up Thomas Dillard.
Especially if the Brewers, you know, talk about adding a power hit or anything like that, and keep his bat in the lineup. I'll play him at first and opposite of when he's catching.
Well, and more than anything, it's to also try and fit in for the right-left matchups. Of course, Rowdy Tellez normally has first base for the Brewers. First offer on the way to Dillard, and he can't hold up on a high fastball. A little bit of a flip in the bat of frustration after he goes through for strike one. And then unfortunately, former Shucker Keston Hira, as the 0-1 is high, has not fared well against left-handed pitching this year as a right-handed hitter. So the thought is maybe if Severino fits in a platoon over at first, he could be a right-handed batter against lefties. 1-1, and Dillard sends the skyward third base side. Foul. And the count is 1-2. Now, once Thomas Dillard potentially reaches the big leagues, that won't be as much of an issue with him being a switch hitter. So we can flip around and hit from both sides. Staring by Lagwin, the 1-2. And Dillard strikes out swinging on an off-speed. Second strikeout of the night for Ladwig. Two gone, and Jackson Reitz the batter.
Plenty of switch hitters down here in Double-A with Noah Campbell and Dillard. And they got Yates and Coca. The lineup today got more switch hitters than lefties.
What was the amazing thing about facing off against Chattanooga is they had like five switch hitters in
yeah.
the lineup. So here's Reitz from the right side, and the first ball is batted on the ground out to short. Hairston gobbles it up, throws to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for A.J. Ladwig for him to finish off five frames tonight. But as we head on to the sixth, it's the Shuckers 4 and the Wahoos nothing. And the Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Start of the sixth inning, Shuckers leading the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4-0. Noah Zavala's out for the sixth inning. He gets the top of the order, Jose Devers, Troy Johnston, and Paul McIntosh. The Shuckers carrying a 4-0 advantage into the sixth. Here's the set on the first offer, and that is right in there with a cutter for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Zavala's got a big double play to end the fifth inning. A reminder that double play is brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. The set and the 0-1 from Zavalas. And he brings home a two-seamer that misses inside. It's 1-1. Located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and, of course, MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Zavalas readies and is 1-1 to Devers. And that is taken on the inner edge for a strike, and the count is 1-2. Nevers, his last time up, hit a fly ball to right field that Joey Weimer brought back to rob a home run. We have not had very many in this ballpark in my time here. The 1-2. And that one is stroked out to deep right field. Weimer turns, chases, at the wall, he leaps, and he nearly did it again! Weimer hauls it in again. Well, I don't know if that was getting over the fence, but Joey got to the spot, and Jose Devers left wanting again on another great catch by Joey Weimer.
That's close. It might hit up high off the wall, but still Jose Devers is saying, can Joey Weimer not play right field tonight? Like, can he just get out of there? Poor Jose Devers, man. That's two extra base hits.
That's two balls hit right on the button, one that would have left the yard for sure. Now here's Troy Johnston, and the first pitch is a curveball a little low and inside. It is 1-0. Now Johnston is 2-for-2 today with a couple of singles. One pulled through on the right side, and the other hit right back up the middle. Set and the 1-0. And another curveball. This one does find the inner edge for a strike. The count is 1-1 now. I do remember a home run robbery that Dylan Thomas had in Pensacola. Set and the 1-1. And a breaking ball is cued right off the end of the bat, foul. And so the count is 1-2. Remember, the setup in Pensacola is very similar to here in Biloxi. It's an 8-foot-high wall all the way around. Dylan Thomas had one that he jumped up right in front of the berm out and right and brought in 2019. But not very many here at MGM Park. The 1-2, and Johnston lifts this foul ground, third base side, tracking it. Severino, he will reach, but it's on the other side of the netting above the dugout for the Blue Wahoos. We'll stay at a ball and two strikes. Detroit Johnston.
Just thinking around the league, too, how many walls are like this in Pensacola where you can leap over?
Mississippi you have a chance for because it's pretty much an 8-foot wall all the way around, except out in right field where it jumps up for the Farm Bureau Grill out there. Zavalos, new ball in hand, a 1-2 to Johnston. And a breaking ball, he swings at it and misses. Sixth strikeout of the night for Noah Zavalos. Two gone in the inning, and Paul McIntosh will be the hitter.
One thing about Trustmark Park is you got to cover a lot of ground to get to the wall, yeah.
There at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, no chance to make a leaping home run grab at the top of the wall out in left. Maybe out in center, right center.
Yeah.
Then there's that weird curved wall out in right field that you'd have to jump up. But again, for it to be a home run, it's got to go over the railing. The first offer on the way, and that skips in for a ball. It is 1-0. And then in the North Division, Birmingham, outside of the Crawford-esque boxes out in left field, their home run porch. I think it's pretty much 8-foot high the entire way there.
I think so, yeah.
Except out in very straightaway right field. The set down the 1-0. And that is bounced on the ground, but wide of third and foul. And the count is 1-1 to McIntosh. Obviously, we just saw in Chattanooga, unless you are going at the right field power alley where the fence drops down to 8 feet, that'd be the only spot there with a 20-foot-high wall everywhere else. The set and the 1-1. And McIntosh swings through a changeup, and the count is 1-2 now. We haven't been to Kodak yet, but in my memory there, left field is kind of a home run porch style. I do think the fence drops down to 8 feet kind of from left field all the way around to right field, but I don't recall exactly. The set and the 1-2. And McIntosh takes on the inside edge, a curveball for a called third strike. Well, McIntosh not thrilled with it, but for Zavalos, it's back-to-back strikeouts, 7 Ks over 6 scoreless innings for the right-hander. That sends us to the home half of the sixth. Shuckers leading it 4-0 over Pensacola. And as we head that way, 10 seconds for station identification as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game. using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
The Shuckers leading the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4-0. Felix Valerio leads it off. The right-hander A.J. Ladwig rolls home the first pitch and a fastball at 88. Just a little inside for a ball. It is 1-0. Four runs, nine hits, no errors for Biloxi. No runs, three hits, no errors for the Wahoos. As the next ball is shot into right field, as Valerio comes away with his second hit of the night. So Felix goes the other way. The Shuckers are yet again to double digits in hits. They've got 10 on the night. So man on and nobody gone, and Cam Devaney the batter. And with that, the bullpen will start to stir for Pensacola. That was the 77th pitch of the night for Ladwig. First offer to Devaney, and an overhand curve is just off the plate for a ball. It is one ball and no strikes to Cam. Shuckers struck in the first inning. Sal Frelick led off the inning with a triple, and Joey Weimer singled home Terrence Dostin to score the first run of the game. A throw over to first, and Valerio has to belly flop his way back to the bag in front of the tag from Johnston. If you're just joining us, Frelick departing the game after his triple. Had something happen as he went around second and was heading for third. 1-0. And another breaking pitch low and outside. Two balls and no strikes to Cam. Shuckers added a run in the second. Back-to-back singles by Devaney and Campbell. And then Dostin with a line drive out into left field. Base hit. The Conine could not squeeze. As the next offer, and Devaney hits this on the ground, might be two. Up with it to second for one, on to first, double play. Second twin killing the Shuckers have hit into. Hairston, always known as a smooth fielder, or all ACC defensive player when he was at Louisville. And that is such a clean start to the double play for the easy setup. 6-4-3, so just like that, two gone in the inning. And Noah Campbell, the batter. Ladwig, the right-hander, here's the first offer. And that is right in there with a fastball at 89 for a strike. It is 0-1. Shuckers would add on two more in the third on a walk to Dillard and a two-run homer by Jackson Reitz. The 0-1. That's taken off the plate. Pitch that ran away from the left-handed hitting Campbell. The count is 1-1. Noah was thrown out trying to score from first. On that single out into left field by Dawson, as this is yanked, but right at Johnston. He took one step to his right, and it was chin high on the line drive. So Ladwig allows a leadoff single, but gets a double play and does not allow anything else. We move on to the seventh. Shuckers with a 4-0 lead over the Wahoos. And Biloxi Checkers Baseball continues in a moment.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
They'll challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Start of the seventh inning. Checkers leading the Blue Wahoos 4-0. Right-hander Noah Zavala is coming out for the seventh. And to take you through the seventh inning, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. Zavala's at 76 pitches right now. He'll have the middle part of this Blue Wahoos order. 4-5-6. The left fielder, Griffin Conine, kicks things off on the left side. First pitch, and Conine rips and misses at an inside fastball for strike one. Conine so far tonight 0-for-1, walked in the first. There have just been three hits off of Zavalas, or with a single back in the fifth, and Troy Johnson a pair of singles. The 0-1 pop foul. Third base side and over the seats on towards the concourse. Quickly 0-2 on Conine. Now there is nobody up and even stretching in the Shuckers bullpen down the right side. Zavalas runs the signs again. The 0-2. And a breaking ball. Conine gets on top of. Skips in right to Valerio on the run on the hole. Underhand flip to first. And Griffin's put away. 4-3 to start the seventh. That's the way you want to start it. Get the leadoff man gone. And especially on just three pitches with your pitch count nearing 80 total. So with one out, the center fielder, Ray Patrick Ditter, hitless tonight like so many in the lineup. And a curveball snaps in just below the letters for strike one. Zavalas with six shutout innings so far. 4-0 Biloxi as we head into the seventh. And a fastball too far in as Ditter bulges out of the way. It's 1-1. So with that first down, Zavalas, a new season high, has gone six innings in his last two starts. 1-1 is outside. And a fastball again, 2-1.
And if I'm not mistaken, Zavalas is the first Shuckers starter to record an out in the seventh inning this year.
He is. Right now, there are plenty others who have gone six full innings but not out for the seventh. As a 2-1, slow ground ball in the hole. Devaney knocks it down, recovers, and throws to first, but too late as Dillard comes off the bag. And so Ditter is going to reach on an E6. So runner at first on the E6. And Aurel Gonzalez, 0-for-2 so far, pair of strikeouts. With Ditter off of first, he's in motion on the first pitch. It's lined into center field, a base hit. Dawson scoops it up. He'll throw in a second. as Jeter gets the third on the hit and run. And all of a sudden, Blue Wahoo's runners on the corners with one out in the seventh. So the Blue Wahoo's starting to see Zavala's third time through the order. Maybe starting to figure things out. And there's a right-hander warming in the Shuckers' bullpen. And third baseman Kobe Fletcher Vance from the right side. Zavala's from the stretch. And first pitch is belted in the air. Right field, Weimer zigzagging back and forth, makes the catch, fires a bullet home that's cut off from Dillard. It was offline. And so the Blue Wahoo is going to run on the sack fly from Colby Fletcher Vance to right field. Shuckers still lead 4-1 here in the seventh.
And you hit it right on the head, Thomas. That's a ball that Weimer throws up the line, so that's why Dillard is cutting it off there. Certainly Weimer has the strength to get it home, but just not on the right line that time. However, if you're Biloxi, you'll take the second out.
Oh, for sure. Runner at first and two outs now. Top seven. Shuckers, three-run cushion, 4-1. And J.D. Orr, the right fielder, the eight will hitter. Batting for the left side. First pitch as Orr rips it down the right field line. It's going to bounce up towards the wall. Weimer cuts it off, spins and twirls, fires it back in towards the infield. J.D. Orr, two-out double, moves Gonzalez to third. The tying run to come to plate now, represented by Devin Harrison.
Well, it all of a sudden piles up fast here after Zavalas had really maintained things. Jeter reaching on the air, the single by Gonzalez, and now a double. And Nick Childs, Mike Guerrero having a conversation, and Nick Childs is going to go out and have a word with Zavalas. So he's going to get a chance here against Harrison. But the right-hander Nash Walters has been warming ever since Ray Patrick Jeter reached. And so he is ready to come in if the Shuckers need it.
Yeah, that's the thing you figure when Jose Devers and the top leader on deck. You think that this may be the last batter for Zavalas. Well, especially because, well, we've seen it today. Devers has placed two balls into deep right field. Weimer robbing one of them for a home run and the other one. What a hit up about 85% of the way up the wall. And not only that, but Zavala's 86 pitches right now is face off against Harrison. So again, Shuckers with a 4-1 lead, a two men in scoring position at second and third, and two outs in the seventh. Zavala's first pitch breaking ball down the heart of the plate for a called strike to Harrison. He was 0-2 tonight, struck out looking in the third. Inning ending 5-4-3, double play in the fifth. The 0-1. There's a breaking ball down and away. Severino had a scuba dive on. The backhanded catch in on the dirt. 1-1. The biggest moments in the game right here. 1-1. Bouncer and through the right side into right field. One runs in. Weimer bobbles and Orr flies in to score. A two-out, two-RBI single off the bat of Devin Harrison. And the Blue Wahoos are back in business. A three-run top of the seventh. They trim the Shuckers' lead to one. It's 4-3.
Well, just tough there. Weimer scooped it up so fast. He knows that with the speed of Orr, he's going to have to scoop and throw all in one motion. And he just has the ball pop up out of his glove. Not an error, but a ball that unfortunately no throws made, and so two-run score.
That will do it for Noah Zavalas. The longest start this season by any Shucker pitcher. As he goes 6 2/3, he will depart. Nash Walters will enter into the game for Biloxi with two outs and a run first in the seventh inning. Shuckers 4, Blue Wahoos 3. We'll step aside here on the Biloxi Shuckers
Broadcast Network.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's and at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Well, looky here, what do we have?
Walter set, the righties 0-1, and a fastball up and away, 1-1.
The rest of the numbers for Walters in 26 innings, 19 runs, 18 earned on 29 hits. He has walked 11 and struck out 33 this season.
Comes in a big spot here, 1-1. Whiffed at and missed. Fastball 95 upstairs. Endeavors going to get the barrel around quick enough. With two outs at the top of the seventh inning. Three runs in, though, for Pensacola to draw closer. 4-3 Biloxi. Tying run at first in Devin Harrison. 1-2. There he goes. And a fastball sails to the backstop over the head of Severino. Harrison took a turn around second. What a wild pitch that soars over Severino's mitt. And now all of a sudden, Basic can score and tie the game. A runner at second, two balls and two strikes to Devers. Here's the pitch. And a fastball called strike three, inside corner, 97 miles an hour. Paying on the flat part of home plate. And Walters gets out of the seventh inning, but three runs into score for the Blue Wahoos at stretch time here in Biloxi at MGM Park. Shuckers 4, Blue Wahoos 3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Roll out.
enters the contest in the bottom of the seventh inning for Pensacola. His team scoring three runs in the top half. They still trail, though, 4-3. But again, LeBan, the new pitcher.
Now, third appearance of the season for LeBan. Three innings, no hits, no runs, two walks, four strikeouts.
So he replaces the starter, A.J. Ladwig. Switch hitting third baseman, Jason Koka. Dances out of the way of a 92-mile-an-hour fastball for ball one. Ladwig goes six innings, allows four runs, all of them earned on 10 hits. Walks one, strikes out two on the home run he allowed to Jackson Reitz as the 1-0. This time with the fastball inside corner is a call strike. And the count even 1-1. Well, Ladwig threw 83 pitches as well. Maybe had some room to go back out there, but good enough. As a 1-1 is chased after and missed, a changeup. Cutter outside, 1-2. 9-1-2 in the order due up for Biloxi is Jason Koku will call time as he wipes the sweat off around his helmet area. Fastball slider change mix for LeBan. And a 1-2 is foul tip into the mitt of McIntosh for strike three. Koka is down on strikes as LeBan starts off his outing on a high note. So one out, base is empty, bottom 7-4-3 Biloxi out hitting Blue Wahoos 10-6 tonight. Well, they have inched closer in this contest. A breaking ball. Dazzles over the heart of the plate for a called strike to, again, Terrence Dawson for strike one. Dawson, who came in for Sal Frelick as a pinch runner in the first inning, 1-for-2 RBI single in the second. As the 0-1 Dawson offered at another breaking pitch, it's quickly 0-2. Dawson flied out to left in the fourth inning, been quite some time because Ladwig really finishes outing strong, allowed just two hits in the final three innings. And the 0-2 as Dawson lines it down the right field line. It's down for a base hit. Orr cuts it off from meeting the wall, but Dawson speeds into second base, a one-out double. And the Shuckers look to get those three runs back here in the seventh inning.
Well, you talked about next man up, and look, Terrence Dawson, for a guy who had never played above rookie ball in his first two seasons with the Brewers and was brought up as just a fill-in guy, has handled every challenge thrown at him and has never looked like he has been overmatched at AA.
Yeah, really has. And you talked about the game he had in Pensacola where he came in as started that day, three hits. Really taking full control of the opportunities. His first pitch outside on a breaking ball to Weimer for ball one. Joey RBI single in the first inning, but a pair of pop outs and back-to-back innings in the third and the fourth. Big insurance run at second base, 1-0. And Weimer rifles it down the third baseline, but foul. Of course, there's a few pitchers in the Pensacola bullpen to give up their seats. Absolute missile off the bat of Joey.
There were a few that did not get up fast enough.
It's like, you know, in a park and there's pigeons around. You walk in front of them, they fly away. That's what it looked like. So one out, Dawson at second, 4-3 Biloxi. Home half the seventh inning at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. 1-1. And a breaking ball fouled back over our heads in the press box towards I-110. 1-2. Plenty of baseballs going out onto I-110, I think. Our first one today. Comes set, 1-2. And Weimer flies in the air, right field, playable for Orr. Comes charging in, makes the catch as Dawson will stay put. Absolute bullet from Orr in right center. And two gone in the inning now. Your And with two outs, has to get through. Major leaguer on rehab assignment, Pedro Severino. 1-for-3 today, singled in the first. On a ground out and a pop out, his other two trips up. Right against the right-hander. First pitch home is down and away of the slider for ball. Another notable rehabber today up in Binghamton, New York. New York Mets double-A, Max Scherzer on the mound.
Ooh.
1-0. As Severino pops it up in the air. Third base side, but in towards the seats. Towards the concourse. Not even 1-1. I checked earlier in the pregame, and he got two innings and four strikeouts. Don't know how much more he went, but it's always exciting when you get a major league player on a local minor league team. Runner at second, two outs. 1-1 to Pedro. As he chases after a breaking ball in the dirt. It saw it off, and a good block from McIntosh to keep it in front of him. The count 1-2. Right now, looks like Redding on top lane. The fight fails. The Phillies double A 7-6 in the bottom of the ninth inning. So, tight contest there in upstate New York. Porn pitch here with two outs. 1-2. As Severino pops it up. Right side of the diamond. Johnson wanders into foul ground. Now back at the fair foul line. Makes the catch in front of the first base bag for the final out of the seventh inning. So one out dealt from Terrence Dawson. Shuckers can't drive him in and leave him over there at second. But Biloxi, after seven innings with a 4-3 lead on the Blue Wahoos, as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Shuckers need a win in order to stay alive in the first half crown hunt. As we kick off the top of the eighth inning, Luis Contreras enters the contest for Nash Walters. He'll face Troy Johnson to lead things off. Shuckers 4-3 lead. And with that, we send it back to Garrett Green to take you the rest of the way home tonight.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So Contreras comes in after Walters gets his one requisite out. For Luis this season, it is his 14th appearance, 1-1 this year with a 2.19 ERA. So he'll get Troy Johnston to lead things off and the first pitch. And Johnston takes a fastball inside for a ball. It is 1-0. So the numbers on Contreras this year, 24 2/3 innings, just 6 runs on 15 hits. Walked 10, struck out 32, opponents hitting just 170 against the right-hander Luis Contreras. Righty sets and the 1-0. And a breaking ball comes in for a called strike. The count is 1-1 to Johnston. Well, the Shuckers had a comfortable 4-0 lead after the first two innings. A run in the first, a run in the second, and two in the third, thanks to a two-run homer by Jackson Reeds. The 1-1. And a fastball inside corner for a strike, and the count is 1-2. But a three-run seventh has brought this game back within a run. Error, single, sack fly, double, two RBI single. The set down the 1-2. And a breaking ball, and Johnston thought about it, now holds off. And for a second, I thought Troy Johnston was going to show us what kind of soccer skills he had. Stopped the ball with his foot, and it looked like he was tempted to give it a little flick up. Instead, he just kicks it over to the side. Set down the 2-2. Now, this is lined the opposite way foul. And so the count stays even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Johnston. Shuckers with 11 hits in the game tonight, but just 4 runs to show for it. Have left 5 men on base tonight. Hit into a couple of double plays. The 2-2. And a fastball is high and away. And so the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. This is the second appearance for Luis after he was placed on the IL at the beginning of June. Last time out against Chattanooga, a scoreless inning. 3-2, and that's hit into high, deep right field. Weimer is chasing back. He leaps, and he brings in another one for the third time tonight. Joey Weimer with an exceptional catch out in right field. It is a no-fly zone tonight for Joey Weimer as he takes away extra bases again.
Everybody clap your hands.
Absolutely unreal.
I think the best part, if you're watching on MILB.TV, the way he just sits there after, that man, he's brought his lunch pail and hard hat to the ballpark today. Well, he deserves it.
Well, after a hard lineout, Severino's going to come and have a conversation because this is the power part of the order for the Wahoos, Johnston, McIntosh, and Kona. A deep line out with Weimer, another great catch out and right, and now it's McIntosh in the first pitch, breaking ball for a strike. It is 0-1. So Weimer robbing Jose Devers of a home run in the third, taking away what might have been a home run, but definitely extra bases in the sixth. 0-1, a bouncer up the middle. Valerio backing up, kicks it off of his glove, and it ricochets out into shallow left field. So a bouncer that Valerio got a glove out to, who couldn't field cleanly behind second base. And that will go down as a base hit. Just a chopper up the middle and knocked off the glove. So a man on, and now it's Griffin Conine. Shuckers leading 4-3 here in the top of the eighth inning. Set by Contreras on the first offer to Conine. That is bounced on the ground foul for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, we had an opportunity to catch the end of more than one Blue Wahoos game last week. The Shuckers scoreboard watching, playing in the Eastern time zone, so we generally got done earlier than Pensacola and had a chance to watch. And Griffin Conine helped lead to a victory last week for Pensacola. 0-1, this is skipped on the ground. Picked up Valerio, flip to Devaney. On to first, it's another double play for the Shuckers. 4-6-3, and the defense comes through for Biloxi in a scoreless top of the eighth inning. We go on to the bottom of the eighth. The Shuckers still leading it 4-3. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Shuckers leading the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4-3, and a new hurler into the game for Pensacola here. In the bottom of the eighth inning, the right-hander Andrew McInvale on for Pensacola.
Yeah, McInvale, his eighth appearance in 2022 with Pensacola, is 1-1 with a 12.46 ERA. 8 2/3 innings, he's walked 5, struck out 7.
So he will come in and face Dillard Reitz Valerio, the 3-2 up for the Shuckers here in this frame. The set and the first offer to Thomas. He swings through a first offer for a strike. It is 0-1. Dillard 0-2 tonight, lined out to center field back in the first, walked and scored in the third, and struck out in the fifth. The kick in the 0-1, way outside with a fastball at 94. The count is 1-1. To the batter, Dillard. 4-3 Biloxi here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And this is a vital series, the 1-1. And Dillard steps back and takes inside. The count, 2-0 now to Thomas. It's very simple this week. Shuckers win all six. They are first half division champs. Pensacola wins any game, and it is their division title. 2-1, and that is high. 3-1. And then we all take Monday off, and Tuesday starts the second half. What a weird world baseball is this year. Only the All-Star break is after the end of the first half. Set down the 3-1, and Dillard swinging fouls it back. And the count has run full. Instead, we will take the All-Star break coming up July 18th through 21st. One guess who we play on the other side of the All-Star break, Thomas?
I don't know. Is it Pensacola?
That is the correct answer. But just for three games in that series. Set in the 3-2. And Dillard bounces it first base side, but it's foul.
Well, one and down, it's Montgomery, Pensacola, or the Embrace.
Well, between those three teams, that's 90 games on the Shuckers' schedule this year. Just 12 against the North Division opponents. Now, worth noting, though, we're going to play 21 against Pensacola in the first half. 3-2, and Hiller takes outside a fastball. Did not miss the outer half by much. It's ball four. Second walk of the night for Dillard, so the leadoff man is on. Jackson reads the batter. That is the only odd thing about the schedule, is not that the Shuckers end up playing 30 games against Pensacola, but the fact that they play 21 of them in the first half. So by virtue of the math there, that means they only play Pensacola 9 times in the second half. First offer to Reitz. He takes a bending curve in for a strike. It is 0-1. Shuckers three games out of the All-Star break, July 22nd through the 24th, and then they do not see Pensacola again until the last series of the regular season. The set and the 0-1, and Reitz fouls this back, and the count is 0-2. Jackson is 1-for-3 tonight, but that one is the difference in this ballgame. A 2-run homer back in the third. At the time, it gave Biloxi a 4-0 advantage. Wahoos struck for 3 in the top of the seventh to get within 1. Dillard short leadoff at first, the 0-2. And Reitz strikes out swinging on a fastball with a little bit of run away from the right-handed hitter. Ungone and Felix Valerio will be the batter. Looking ahead to the ninth inning for Pensacola, it'll be Ray Patrick Ditter, Norel Gonzalez, and Kobe Fletcher Vance. And with one out, no one is warming out in Biloxi's bullpen. Runner goes, and the pitch is down low. The throw to second is not in time, and Diller just timed it up, as the right-hander McInvale was not even checking on it. So a ball and a stolen base for Diller. So an insurance run in scoring position for Biloxi, leading 4-3 here in the bottom of the eighth. The set and the offer. And Valerio lifts this one shallow left field, dropping fast and down. Diller gets the wave. Ditter comes on. There will be no throw. RBI single, Felix Valerio. The Shuckers get one back. They lead it 5-3 here in the bottom of the eighth. Well, just a single dumped out into left field by Valerio. And that steal by Dillard comes up vitally important for the Shuckers, as they now have a two-run advantage, 5-3. McInvale readies and the first offer, and there goes Valerio. A fastball is upstairs, and the throw is short-armed by McIntosh. Valerio hangs onto the bag, and it's the second steal of the inning for the Shuckers. Even on a high fastball, I don't think that McIntosh got his full grip on that, because that ball bounced about 10 to 15 feet short of first base. Pitch was high, so it's a 1-0 count to Devaney. McInvale peeks to second, and the 1-0. And a breaking ball, Devaney lifts it back of home and foul. And so the count, one ball and one strike to Cam. The set and the 1-1 pitch. That is outside. Two balls and a strike now to Devaney. Oh, check that. The pitch to begin the at-bat was apparently at the top of the zone for a called strike. So the count is 1-2 to Cam. The set and the offer. And that comes in and hits him. Fastball that rides in and hits Devaney. Well, Cam always says if he's in a two-strike count, that's when he'll take a hit by pitch. Doesn't feel great, but he's on base for a second time tonight. The Shuckers threatening for more with only one gone and two men on here in the eighth. And Noah Campbell coming to bat, and that's going to warrant a mound visit from pitching coach Scott Siebel. Five runs on 12 hits and one error for the Shuckers. Three runs on seven hits and no errors for the Blue Wahoos. Shuckers have added a run here in this inning on a walk, a steal, and an RBI single. Valerio then swipes second, and Devaney was hit by a pitch. Now it's Campbell from the left side, and the first pitch is taken. Looks like a cutter in there for a strike. It is 0-1. Campbell this year 0-1 against McInvale in his lone time that he faced him. The kick and the 0-1. And that is hit on the ground first base side. Johnston fields it, bobbles, and now he's only going to get the out at first base as he has to pick it up and scramble to the bag. Well, Johnston did the hard part. It was a sharply struck ball, and he fielded it cleanly. But then on the exchange, he dropped the ball and was fortunately able to recover and get the three unassisted put out of Campbell. But it does move Valerio to third and puts Devaney in scoring position as Jason Koka comes to bat. It's one that I'm really tempted to write 3-3U because of the two touch there by Johnston. Here's the first offer to Koka. He takes the ball down in the dirt. McIntosh squeezes the legs together to keep in front of him. It is 1-0.
I'm not going to stop you from writing in your scorebook, partner.
I'm going to do that. 3-3 unassisted. Double touch. Set and the 1-0. And that is high. Two balls and no strikes to Koka. Yason, 1-for-3 tonight. Doubled back in the fourth. He struck out in the seventh when he batted against Zach LeBan, who threw a scoreless inning, gave up a hit. No walks and a strikeout. McInvale's 2-0. And Koka bends back, but it's a cutter on the inner edge for a strike. And the count is 1-2 to Yason. Remember, Yason had the big hit in the game back on Sunday for Biloxi. A 2-RBI single in the eighth that tied the game at the time. Again, the 2-1. On the outside with a fastball, 3-1 to Koka. Terrence Dostin waiting on deck for the Shuckers, who have a 5-3 lead over the Wahoos, but a few extra runs here. It would be a great heading to the ninth. The set and the 3-1, and Koka taking the entire way of breaking ball. Comes in for a strike. It is now full to Koka. Second baseman Devers is playing almost halfway between first and second and very deep. Johnston is about five paces inside of first and well back of the bag. The set and the 3-2, and Koka strikes out swinging as he waves over a fastball. But the Shuckers do get a run on a hit, and they leave two men on base. We go to the ninth inning for the Shuckers, looking to stave off elimination for the Wahoos, seeking a comeback. Shuckers have a 5-3 lead as we go that way on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Start of the ninth inning here in Biloxi. The Shuckers with a 5-3 lead over Pensacola. The right-hander Luis Contreras out for his second inning of work. Ray Patrick Ditter to start it off. Here's the first pitch. This is fouled straight back for a strike. It is 0-1. Ditter, Gonzalez, Fletcher Vance, the 3-2 up. This was the part of the order that sparked the comeback in the seventh. The Wahoos would score three to get within a run at 4-3. Shuckers had an insurance in the bottom of the eighth. 0-1, and this is popped up. Foul ground, first base side. Dillard tracking it onto the warning track, plants his feet, and makes the catch for the first out. So one gone, and Norel Gonzalez the batter. Five runs, 12 hits, one error for the Shuckers. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for the Wahoos. What is at stake tonight? If the Wahoos win, they clinch the first half. If the Shuckers win, They hold it off for another day. Biloxi has to win all six games in this series to clinch the first half title. Here's the first offer to Gonzalez, and a breaking ball is a little outside. It is 1-0. Gonzalez with a line drive center or single to center field back in the seventh. He struck out in his previous two times up before that. Contreras, the 1-0. And a fastball is inside at 91. Two balls and no strikes to Gonzalez. Right-hander Noah Zavalis pitched into the seventh inning. 6 2/3, three runs, none of them earned tonight, though. The set and the 2-0. And that is waved at and missed. Fastball got around. The count is now 2-1. Zavalis a walk and seven strikeouts. Nash Walters came in, got the one out he needed to in the seventh. And Contreras took over in the eighth. Set down the 2-1. And that is down low. Severino blocks it. So the count, three balls and a strike to Gonzalez. Contreras, full-length blue sleeves on from underneath the white jersey. Top red glove on his left hand. Sets it chest high, the 3-1. And that is on the inner edge with a fastball for a strike. The count has run full to Gonzalez. Second baseman Valerio shaded more towards the first base side. Devaney pretty much up the middle. The left-handed hitter, the 3-2. And that swung on and missed. He got him to chase an outside fastball. Two gone in the ninth. First strikeout for Luis tonight. And with two gone, it will be Kobe Fletcher Vance. Five-3 Shuckers lead. Contreras, the first offer. And a breaking ball's hit in the air. This ought to do it. Backing up on it, coming in, Weimer. He reaches up and makes the catch. And the Shuckers win the series opener. Who else but Joey Weimer? He made three outstanding catches out in right field tonight. And he makes a simple one to close out the ballgame, and the Shuckers, wire-to-wire winners. It wasn't without drama, but they hold off the Blue Wahoos tonight and come away with a 5-3 victory. One down, five to go for the Shuckers as they keep their destiny in their own hands. What a performance tonight. Noah Zavalis ends up giving up three runs, but pitches into the seventh inning the first time a Shuckers pitcher has done that all season. And then the offense did enough tonight, a run in the first, a run in the second, two in the third, and then just for good measure, a run in the eighth. And how about Luis Contreras? Gives up just a hit over the last two innings, but gets a double play to face the minimum. As the Shuckers come away with a 5-3 victory tonight. And with the win, the Shuckers are now back to 500, 31-31 on the year. Pensacola now 33-26 on the season. And the Shuckers, for what it's worth, now 3.5 games back. With five games left to play, Zavalis gets the win tonight, and he is standing by with Thomas Zinzarella down on the field.
Oh, thank you. Here with our Shuckers player of the game, the starting pitcher tonight in Noah Zavalis. Noah, your third straight start going six-plus innings. Looked like last Wednesday against Chattanooga. You had that curveball working for you. What was going for you strong today?
Yeah, that's something we've talked about since the start of the season, just kind of leading the way with the curveball and the changeup. So I think the mix tonight with Seve behind the plate was really good.
Also behind you in the field, you had that defense. Joe Weimer, a couple highlight reel catches. What's it like to have guys like him back there behind you?
Man, it's fun to watch him play baseball. And it's really nice to have in the outfield, too.
Oh, it really is. And you guys right now in the midst of a first half crown a little bit. You had a win to tonight. What's kind of the mood like in the clubhouse? Just trying to go day by day.
I don't know. We'll find out when I get in there. But I know we showed up today knowing who's on the other side of the field. And we're right in it, so we want to take this first half.
Well, congrats again. Thanks, Noah.
Appreciate it.
All right, there he is. Noah Zavala is tonight's winning pitcher for the Biloxi Shuckers. And he was your player of the game. When we come back, take a look back at this one and get you set for game two tomorrow. Shuckers win it 5-3 tonight. Post game show is next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on June 25th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, as the Shuckers will wear special Thor-themed jerseys and a Black Panther guest appearance. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in an ABBA fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers must win tonight. They come away with a 5-3 victory. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. And really for Biloxi tonight, this looked like it was going to be a pretty stress-free game for them. They got a run in the first inning. Sal Frelick with the leadoff triple. Of course, that is the underlying plot line for this game as well. Frelick triples, but then he leaves the game in the first inning right after that triple. A little hobbled as he went into third base. Terrence Dostin came in. Joey Weimer singled him home. Biloxi had a 1-0 lead. In the second, Cam Devaney with a single out into left. Noah Campbell then singles, and Terrence Dostin on a ball hit into left field, the Griffin Conine couldn't catch it. It's an RBI single, and the Shuckers had a 2-0 lead. They'd add on another two in the third. Thomas Dillard worked a walk, and then Jackson Reitz, his career-high 14th home run of the year. The Shuckers had a 4-0 advantage. Really, for Noah Zavalas, was pretty much in cruise control for a lot of tonight. He did give up a couple of base runners in the first, but then settled into a groove. Got the home run robbery by Joey Weimer in the third. Allowed just two base runners after that, but one of them was canceled out on a double play. And then he ran into trouble in the seventh inning. Ray Patrick Ditter reached on an error. Norel Gonzalez singled a sack fly by Kobe Fletcher Vance was the second out. And J.D. Orr doubled out into right field. Devin Hairston brought in both runners with a two RBI single. That was the end of the night for Zavalas. Nash Walters came in, did what he needed to do, got a strikeout of Jose Devers, and then to lead off the eighth, Troy Johnston hit a ball to right field that, again, Joey Weimer out there in right. He made three incredible catches tonight out in right field. One of them was definitely a home run robbery. The other two we'll never know, but they were all the way at the wall, and Weimer is up to the task of all three of them. Shuckers would add on a run in the eighth as Dillard walked, stole second, which ended up being massive, as Felix Valerio dumps a ball out into left field, his second hit of the night. His 40th RBI, the Shuckers went ahead 5-3 at that point. And then a 1-2-3 ninth for Luis Contreras as he picks up the save this evening. Well, when we come back, we will take a look at scores from around the rest of the Southern League. It was really the only game that matters, but we certainly like to keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
I will also give you scores from around the Brewers organization. Plus, we'll get you set for tomorrow night's contest. All of that as the postgame show rolls along, and as we head that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers 5-3 winners over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos tonight. Let's go ahead and keep our eyes on the rest of the Southern League as we round out the first half. And for a look at first half scores and scores from tonight, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. We're going to start with the one game that's finished so far. Montgomery falls to the Embrace 5-3 tonight at Riverwalk Stadium. Two of the five runs were earned that the Biscuits gave up. They had two errors that led to three unearned runs, unfortunate for them. Austin Shenton, though, gave an early lead out of the gate. Two-run home run to right center field. And it's 2-0. Illinois news in this one, Drew Lugbauer, a solo home run, number 15 on the season for him. So Joey Weimer and Jackson Reitz are right around the area where they need to be. But again, Lugbauer, league leader right now with 15, and M Braves go on to win 5-3. Jake Higginbotham gets a save in that one. And the two games that are underway, actually, Tennessee just finished up against Chattanooga. Connor Curlis on the bump today. He would be the losing pitcher. He gave 5 runs in 5 1/3 innings. As the Smokies won 5-3. Chattanooga did draw closer, though, 2 runs in the top of the 8th inning. But plenty of home runs in this contest today. Bradley Beasley, solo home run. Jonathan Perlaza, similar home run, both coming in the bottom of the 3rd inning. TJ Hopkins put the lookouts on the board at the top with a 4th, a solo home run. And then we skip forward to the 6th. Matt Mervis, solo home run, 4-1. Smokies at that point in the final tally for them. Andy Weber, fresh off the injured list. 5-1 at that point, and the Smokies would again playing on and win 5-3 in the other game. Still going on right now, bottom of the 6th inning in Birmingham. Oh, Rocket City in this one, 9-1 ahead right now. 13 hits in the contest. Jeremiah Jackson, a pair of home runs for Rocket City. And Kevin Maitan, RBI single, and also an RBI triple in the contest as well. As wow. They're in control. So, that's your look around the Southern League.
That is a name to know. I remember when Maitan was a top international prospect
yeah.
that the Angels picked up. So we'll certainly see that. Of course, we don't play Rocket City until, what, August 9th. So we'll find out if he is still there. Thank you for the check, Thomas. All right, do you want to start at AAA or low A tonight?
Let's go bottom top.
All right, we're going to go low A first. Bad news, Carolina Mudcats fall to the Downeast Wood Ducks tonight, 5-2. Good news, Jefferson Caro hit his fifth home run of the year. That was the story in that one. Jackson Trujillo did have an RBI in this one. That go ahead, give him 24 runs driven in on the year. Still hitting .353.
Wow.
But the Dudes top the Mudcats tonight, 5-2. Carolina, they are in the big, thick middle of a race for a first half division title as well. For Wisconsin tonight, here is one for you. Ashton McGee with an RBI triple tonight. And then Tyler Black with his 10th double of the year. He drove in two runs. At that point, Wisconsin had a 4-2 advantage. The bad news is that Trevor Gott on Major League Rehab tonight goes one inning and gives up three runs on four hits, no walks, and a couple of strikeouts. So not great for his Major League Rehab assignment there. By the way, Mike Brosso, the former Montgomery Biscuit and current Milwaukee Brewer on Major League Rehab, 0-2 tonight, but he did draw two walks in the contest. Quad Cities has just put up a few more. It is now 11-5. That game is in the top of the eighth inning. And the Nashville Sounds are on top of the Gwinnett Stripers right now, 4-0. Mario Feliciano hit his first home run of the year, and Corey Ray hit his third tonight. Josh Lindblom, 6 scoreless innings tonight with 5 strikeouts, and Lucas Ersig has thrown a scoreless frame tonight at AAA as well. Ersig with a 1.42 ERA. By the way, Nashville getting the better of Bryce Elder, who was very good when he was with the Mississippi Braves last year. And the big league crew, they currently trail St. Louis 3-2. It was the debut tonight for Chichi Gonzalez, who the Brew Crew picked up. They needed a starter with left-hander Aaron Ashby placed on the IL. And you would say, well, why don't you just bring up Ethan Small? Well, Ethan Small had pitched on Sunday, so no opportunity to bring him up and maybe start him there. In the game tonight, Roan scored on a 2-run homer by Willie Adames, his 14th of the year, off of Jack Flaherty, who goes just 3 innings for the St. Louis Cardinals tonight. That game is only in the top of the 6th inning, so a lot of run still left in that game. All right, final numbers in our game. For the Biloxi Shuckers, 5 runs on 12 hits. They committed 1 error and left 7 men on base. For Pensacola, 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors. They left 4 men on base. The winning pitcher tonight is Noah Zavalas. He improves to 2-1. The losing pitcher, A.J. Ladwig, drops to 2-1, and Luis Contreras gets his first save of the season. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 14 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,809 on an 87-degree partly cloudy night here in Biloxi. With the win, the Shuckers are 31-31 on the year. With the loss, Pensacola, 33-26. So the Shuckers are 4.5 games back, or 3.5 games back of Pensacola with 5 games left in the first half. Again, they have to sweep this series if they want to come away with the first half division title. We'll see if they're able to keep it alive tomorrow night. It is a tough challenge. The right-hander Yuri Perez on the mound for Pensacola, 2-1 with a 3.33 ERA. Meanwhile, the Shuckers will throw the tandem of Justin Bullock and Carlos Luna in the contest. First pitch at 6:35. We're on the air for you tomorrow night at 6:15 from right here at MGM Park. Well, a big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work tonight. Play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, social media, and also down on the sidelines tonight. Thomas, thank you as always for all of your hard work, sir.
Thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Tuesday night. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole game, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So for our entire crew, for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at MGM Park. Your final score, the Shuckers 5, the Blue Wahoos 3. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Until then, good night from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions,